There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. During the second half of next year, 2023, regarded as a first ever Holocaust exhibition for children, New York City's Museum of Jewish Heritage will honor the 80th anniversary of what the museum describes as one of the most effective episodes of mass resistance in modern history. Titled Courage to Act, Rescue in Denmark, the exhibit targets school students aged from 9 years old and upwards, focusing on specific and appropriate themes aimed at helping young people make informed and responsible decisions regarding prejudice, compassion, moral and social issues. In a statement, the museum says that the exhibition and its theme, Courage to Act, provides a way to deal with a climate of increasing anti-Semitism and lack of Holocaust awareness, and an opportunity to educate a critical generation of students who do not receive Holocaust education in New York City public schools until the 8th grade. The United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, which has been subject to persistent criticism for anti-Israel bias, has now teamed up with several United States-based organizations to launch a new training program called Shine a Light Online Training Course, which is designed to fight anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial in schools. Besides the prime focus of this initiative, UNESCO says the training will also provide teachers access to experts across the world and resources directly from their offices. Speaking on behalf of UNESCO, Director General Audrey Azoulay says this commitment by UNESCO demonstrates its recognition of promoting education regarding the Holocaust and the prevention of genocide, and it also supports American teachers in raising awareness in young people about the dangers of toxic hate speech and ideologies which motivates discrimination. 2022 has witnessed astounding anti-Semitic activity worldwide. The Simon Wiesenthal Center has released its list of the top 10 worst anti-Semitic incidents. Starting at the bottom of the list is Telegram, which has become a hub for anti-Semitic groups and movements. At number 9, the Black Hebrew Israelite movement, brought into the spotlight through rapper Kanye West and Brooklyn Nets basketball player Kyrie Irving. At number 8, Documenta 15, a German government-funded art show which displays anti-Semitic tropes. At number 7, anti-Semitism on college campuses. Instances of anti-Semitism on global college campuses have been on the rise over the last several years. Number 6, attacks against Jewish people in major global cities during the past 2 years. At number 5, the incident at Congregation Beth Israel, when an armed man took 4 Jewish hostages at Congregation Beth Israel in a small synagogue in Colleyville, Texas. At number 4, Iran's Center for Jewish Studies. More than 1,000 anti-Semitic essays were published by Iran's Center for Jewish Studies. Number 3, Palestinian Authority. Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas said that Israel had committed 50 Holocausts against the Palestinians, a statement which German prosecutors opened a 4-month investigation into. Number 2, UN Human Rights Council. The UN Human Rights Council had compared Israel to Nazis, delegitimizing Israel whilst legitimizing Palestinian terrorism. And number 1, Kanye West, who, according to the Simon Wiesenthal Center founder Rabbi Marvin Heer, fueled anti-Semitic hate crimes and normalized anti-Jewish hate speech. And as Israeli medical expertise continues to contribute to the medical world, Professor Hanok Kashtan, an Israeli doctor who recently joined the Samson Asuta Ashdod University Hospital in Ethiopia, noticed the need to train staff to perform a particular surgical procedure, allowing for shorter hospitalization periods, a lower risk of infection, and a faster recovery period.
Recently, we are in contact with the Minister of Health of Ethiopia, and we are now about to arrange a national course of minimal invasive surgery in order to train a generation of teachers who subsequently will teach other people, other surgeons in Ethiopia, to perform minimal invasive surgery.
Professor Kashtan, along with other medical authorities, have now approached the country's health ministry with intent to open a training medical center in the capital, Addis Ababa, and is confident now that his contribution to such a significant medical project in Ethiopia will enhance their medical capabilities. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.